The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
You know, Fox News, we have criticism of Fox News over the years. There are things that we don't like that they do. But the sort of media criticism of Fox is that they're not taking the news seriously because all they want to do is defend Trump. Mm-hmm. And you'll see, they'll show, you know, journalists all the time I see in my feed tweet things like, look at this, what's going on? And you'll see, you know, Russia scandal, and then like Tucker Carlson's talking about panda bears or something.
Yeah.
Did you see this one?
Yeah.
And there's been a bunch of these that have come around at the same time. Like, here's these other networks, MSNBC and CNN, taking things seriously while Fox is over there doing what they do, trying to ignore the big news. I got to tell you, I was in my office.
Stop. Fox News, mm-hmm. Trump weighs Syria options with allies.
Yeah.
CNN, Trump allies fear feds have Cohen conversation dates.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
Which one is the real news here?
Exactly. And you can talk about motivation all you want. You can say that, you know, maybe they're talking about this because they think the Comey book is bad for Trump. You can mm-hmm. make that accusation. But I was in my office working yesterday afternoon for 2 hours, and I just had to keep glancing up at the television to see what was happening. It was right as the Comey stuff is coming out. And it's true. The Fox News spent a little bit, not much, time on the stuff that was breaking from the Comey book. But you know what they were talking about? Issues of substance. They were talking about Syria. They were talking about Russia. They were talking about important issues that were going on right now. You know what they were doing on CNN? They were talking about PP tapes. They were talking about PP tapes. They were talking about the clip that came out about James Comey's noticing that Trump's hands were smaller than his, but not abnormally small. They were talking about the gossip coming out of this book for 2 straight hours while Fox was at least talking about important issues. They were talking about real things that actually matter to people.
The Syria thing is really, really serious. It's really serious. And when I got home yesterday and I saw the, as you call them, the PP tapes,
I didn't call them the PP tapes. They were calling them PP tapes on CNN. They were talking about golden showers. They were talking about all of it on CNN.
So I read the story. I didn't see. I've stopped watching television. I read the story when I got home, and I thought, PP tapes? First of all, if you know anything about Donald Trump, you know that he's a germaphobe. So there is no way. There's no way. He wants anybody's, there's no way right, he wants right. his PP in right. him or around him, okay? Let alone anybody else's. But this is what we're talking about? Seriously? Something that any sane individual or any insane reporter who is at least honest about Donald Trump and who he is, chiefly a germaphobe, knows that's not happening. Any journalist who's honest about Russia knows that's from the Russian playbook on how to discredit people. Please. Mm. And you're talking about this while Russia is talking about World War III.
And one quick thing on the Comey book. There are two ways that books leak early. Okay. One, the publisher says, let's take this excerpt, this most salacious stuff and leak it out there mm-hmm. so that the media will jump all over it and will promote the book. The other is the entire book gets out to multiple people. They go through the whole thing and they start picking the most salacious. That's a big distinction there. If this is the media getting a hold of this book and telling you the best stuff from inside of it, there's nothing in this book. Nothing.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.